In this day and age, her motive for seeking spirit communication was somewhat understandable. Bored and lonely, she was seeking excitement. This is a Catholic. Her family was strict and religious, kept a tight rein both on her and her 15-year-old brother Brian. A brooding adolescent, Patty had few friends and withdrew into herself. One night, in futility, she decided to try to find a friend on the Ouija board. After everyone had gone to bed, she placed the magic talking board on the floor, put her fingers on the planchette, and began asking questions. Is anyone there? My name is Patty Ann Donovan. Is there a spirit who can hear me? Suddenly, the planchette whizzed up to yes. To Patty's eventual misfortune, she now had a disembodied acquaintance. From then on, Patty contacted the same spirit every night. She looked forward to the nightly communication with her patronizing, ethereal friend and would spend hours conversing on the board with her. Over the course of many months, the entity led Patty to believe back. Avoiding the passageway, Ed flung open the side door to the office and ran up the back steps of the house. You want me to quit?
No.
He would be too late. Upstairs, Lorraine Warren sat in bed reading. You heard me read it earlier. A dreadful pall swept over the room as she sat quietly reading. Then, setting the book down, she too realized that something was wrong. Very wrong. Now, the point I want to make, like parapsychology reports, there are too many of them to discount them all. Just because you don't understand it and because outside the normal. Bermuda Triangle, too many of them to discount them. I got three going here now. West Point, the Donovans, and Ed and Warren. Boy, we're having time with the cooler tonight. Either burn up or freeze. Too hot now. Wonder if we're having a visitation. Then, setting the book down, she too realized that something was wrong. Very wrong. I was terror-stricken, Lorraine recalls. But I didn't know what I was afraid of. I looked around the room. But nothing was there. I then looked down at our two dogs, asleep beside the bed. They were absolutely motionless, except the hair on each dog from head to tail was standing straight up in the air. Then, out of nowhere. I don't believe you're interested in this. Some of you have an evil look out of your eyes. Let me skip over Patty's Ouija board experience for a while. Go back to the Donovan house. Patty's overwhelming involvement with an unknown spirit as she communicated over a period of time soon made her even more curious and impatient. She craved to see her invisible boyfriend. Late Saturday night, March 2nd, she pleaded for him to manifest. Just once, she told the spirit, she wanted to see what he looked like. The next day, Sunday morning, Let's go back to Lorraine. I was terror-stricken, Lorraine recalls. I'm back now to Ed and Lorraine, okay? You're smart people. You can keep three things in your mind at once. I was terror-stricken, Lorraine recalls, but I didn't know what I was afraid of. I'm reading from the demonologist. Hey, the reason I got three of them going, may get seven or eight going, is I want you to know, skeptical though I may be and you may be, what are we going to do with these credible sources? Let's go. I was terror-stricken, Lorraine recalled, but I didn't know what I was afraid of. I looked around the room, but nothing was there. I then looked down at our two dogs asleep beside the bed. Now, the moral of this story is, when you feel strange and you wake up, look at the dog hair. I'm going to keep a light on over my dog all night long. Then I looked down at our two dogs asleep beside the bed. They were absolutely motionless, except the hair on each dog from head to tail was standing straight up in the air. Then, out of nowhere, can you handle four? Then, out of nowhere, complete pandemonium started up. The swirling black entity that Ed had repelled only a minute before had apparently moved back through the passageway and into the house. The horrendous invader announced its arrival by producing a thunderous, pounding noise that sounded to Lorraine like someone beating on sheet metal with a hammer. The violent, bashing sound jolted her. Then, within seconds, the heat was totally drawn from the room, leaving Lorraine quaking in the cold. After that, the terrible pounding stopped, and she, too, heard the swirling sound of a whirlwind coming toward her. The menacing, ungodly noise came from the direction of the passageway, one floor below. Terrified, she listened as the whirlwind came up the stairs and swirled into the kitchen, then the dining room, then the living room. Whatever was out there seemed to be searching for me, says Lorraine. What was it? Why was it here? Then, instantly. I'll teach you to get mad at me. They're to blame. They're to blame. Of course, we could go back and I could start another one. I mean, you know, once we identify these ghosts, that gives us something to dump on Sunday. Get a little pressure off the saints. Let's find the real enemy and go after him.